Welcome to the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. Show notes, links, and contact details can be found at robnunphoto.com. That's www.robnunphoto.com. SEL is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and loads of other great tech podcasts can be found over at www.techpodcast.com. Now on with the show. Hi and welcome to SEL, the Subject, Composition and Light Photography Podcast, sponsored by GoToMeeting. My name's Rob from robnunphoto.com and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Well, this is show 193. Gosh, we're creeping up on that 200, aren't we? Show 193 for the 27th of May 2012. I hope everybody's had a fantastic week. The boiling hot weather has continued here in Gosport on the south coast of the UK. As ever, I've been hard at work. Been to the car boot sale this morning. Sadly, wasn't there. Although there was lots of people there, nothing really caught my eye that much. There was a couple of SLRs, but there was a Praktika one, a couple of Praktikas, and there was a Minolta one as well, but you know, it wasn't really anything different to what I had. It's a little bit disappointing, but it was a good walk in the sun. And we've got our grandson Valentino down at the moment, so if I sound a little more tired than usual, it's because he's only sort of 18 months old, and he likes waking up in the middle of the night and shouting the place down. So I'm feeling a little bit jaded at the moment. So, what I thought I'd talk about this week was the idea of jobs or careers in photography. This has kind of been inspired by listening to Leo Laporte's Triangulation podcast. And the other day he was interviewing a guy called Loïc Lemur, who's a French entrepreneur who lives in Silicon Valley in America. And they weren't talking about photography, but they were talking about the ideas behind starting up companies anyway, and why he, in particular, chose to start up companies, invest and become an angel investor. I think he was a bit of a venture capitalist, but his train of thought about this was that it's a lot better and easier as well to make your own job than try to find one. You know, to try and look for one. I think his father might have even have said that to him as well. So the idea is, instead of trying to get a job with somebody else, trying to find a job with a big company or a small company, why not create your own company or create your own job? Because obviously, you know, if you've ever worked for big companies, you know there can be certain pitfalls. There's big positives about them. Well, I mean, it always used to be about security, didn't it? Working for a big company and a pension, job for life, but that isn't really the case anymore. And it's got me thinking a little bit. So what I thought I'd do today is, well, and I wrote a post on robnunphoto.com exploring this a little bit, and the idea that I'm going to have this continuous, almost series of posts infrequently, about how perhaps I or other people maybe be able to come up with ideas to not only include photography in our lives more, but to do it in a way that would create revenue. And maybe this is through creating my own job to do something to do with photography. So what I thought today is to throw some ideas against the wall and basically just go through a list of ideas about photography that I've pilfered from the web, from various different sites, to throw that up against the wall and see if anything sticks, or maybe things that would come up with different ideas. But before we go on with that, a little break and a word from our sponsor, which is GoToMeeting. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a summer cold as well. So, with colleagues working from home or travelling for business, getting everyone together for a meeting can be an impossible task. I have the solution. Go to meeting with HD Faces. Your team can meet face-to-face while online, no matter where they are. It takes only seconds, and it's so easy. GoToMeeting by Citrix allows you to collaborate on files and plans online. And with HD Faces, you just need a webcam to turn your online meetings into a group high-definition video conference. Now, you can even participate on the go using the built-in camera on your iPad. Just download the free GoToMeeting app to join. Because we all know that when you're on a phone conference call, in one of my previous jobs for a UK camera retailer, we did conference calls every morning and every evening as well, if you hadn't hit your sales figures. And especially for the morning one, you knew that people weren't listening. You know, they were reading the newspapers and doing stuff. But to actually be able to see everybody else's... apologies. All of a sudden, I've come out tired all of a sudden. To see all their facial expressions, body language, really does build a connection with everybody taking part and enhances that communication too. So that's why I love GoToMeeting. But, you know, don't just take my word for it. You can see how easy GoToMeeting with HD Faces is. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. To say that again, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Make sure you use that promo code to get the free offer. Thanks to GoToMeeting for sponsoring the SEL Photography Podcast. So, what are some of the different types of fields that we could explore if we wanted a career with something to do with photography? Starting at the top... portrait and family photography, perhaps. You could start just by taking pictures of friends and family, showing them how fantastic the work is, charging them maybe cost prices, but getting them to spread the word and slowly build up a base of customers that way, till eventually you could open your own studio. If you so wish, you might choose never to do that. And one of the amazing things about the internet and photography is we do have the beast that is social media. And if you do beautiful portraits of people that they like, especially of kids, people love portraits of their kids, and you let them put them on Facebook, but there's your link, you know, on the your watermark on them, nice and big, saying soandso.com photography, and encouraging them to list it and say, look, I had these done by this person, you can really build up a cult following without spending very much on advertising at all. You've really got to embrace the idea that you allow your customers to use the photographs on the internet to share, with the idea that that then drives business back to you. Wedding photography, you know, I mean, people are always going to be getting married, aren't they, and having babies, baby photography. But I know there's probably been a lot of negative press over the last few years with the introduction of digital and the idea that the barrier of entry is now very low. So anybody who can go out and buy a cheap DSLR and a couple of lenses can claim to be a wedding photographer. But that was kind of always the case, wasn't it? You know, anybody who had a camera could say that they were a wedding photographer. But the real problem is the fact that because the equipment is so cheap these days, there's a lot of competition. There's lots of people who do, say, wedding photography at the weekends, not really as a hobby, but as an addition to their income. So, for me, would I consider becoming a wedding photographer? I guess if I thought I was good enough at portraits, I would. But it's not really something I've tried very often. And I would probably have to start by, well, I definitely would start by assisting somebody else, saying, look, can I tag along, see how it goes, and getting a feel for it, see if it was for me, and then doing it that way. But again, I think the way to be a successful wedding photographer is to really keep an eye on the leading lights in the genre. You know, like maybe some of the guys over in America or people like Jerry Guionis over in Australia. And not copy their style, but be influenced and inspired by their style so you can keep producing cutting-edge images so that you can then charge more for your services than just sort of costs and prints and things like that. And then again, I think you embrace social media as well, don't you? You make sure that you allow your clients to share their stuff on the internet with your website on it, with the hope of building up a big client list that way. Pet, animal, and wildlife photography, they're kind of dumped in on one place, but not really. They're quite different. Pet photography, you know, people love their pets. People spend a fortune on their pets, and they love nice photographs. You probably have to have some sort of mobile studio set up there where you could visit lots of people, do it that way. Animal and wildlife photography, again, something that maybe you could do, things like calendars, working for people like the RSPCA, stuff like that. Maybe you want to go and work for the police and become like a forensic photographer. Taking pictures of crime scenes and stuff like that. I don't know much about it, but again, it's another avenue to explore. And I mentioned it a little bit before, wasn't it? Baby and child photography. Again, people love having great photos of their kids. But I think it's a case of offering, you know, that extra, that point of difference about your photograph. So finding something unique, a unique style and a unique approach. And then building up a client base through word of mouth, through social networking, so that they say, oh, I want this guy or this girl to take the photos of my baby. Event photography is becoming a lot bigger now as well. You know, where you would go to like a corporate event, say, and you would be one of the, you know, a photographer there who's taking pictures of everything that's going on, but also the people there, and then maybe even setting up like a booth and printing out and selling prints on the day as well. If you can imagine things like Red Letter Days, they're often called in the UK as well, you know, where people go to drive a Ferrari around for the day. You know, if you can get in on stuff like that and taking pictures of people doing it and then selling them the digital files or the prints afterwards. Newspaper and magazine photojournalism, you know, become a photojournalist photographer. Maybe not as many around as there used to be, but there's still the opportunity there. You could even become a paparazzi, couldn't you? Architecture and real estate photography. Again, thinking out of the box, you know, local real estate agents go around, have a look at the window, the pictures in the windows of their offices. If they look a bit, you know, a bit yuck, a bit crap, maybe take a few yourself of not necessarily the same places, but and then take them in and say, look, you know, if you employ me to take the photographs of the properties you want, I can produce pictures like this, and that could be an in that way. Glamour and boudoir photography. You know, that's a massive market with ladies and girlfriends, maybe, and guys too, probably, who want to have, either for their personal use or to share with their loved ones. Fashion and modelling as well. Get it out there, maybe be doing a David Bailey, working for Vogue, working for Cosmopolitan, and stuff like that. A whole massive opportunity there. And with things like Model Mayhem and the ability, the fact that you can fairly cheaply put together photo shoots with, say, you as the photographer, with some models, with some hair and makeup people as well, and everybody working for the image files, then you can suddenly start building up quite a nice portfolio of different images. Maybe not working directly on taking pictures, but there's also digital photo editing and photo retouching, you know, improving other people's photographs. Lots of, when you talk to the really high-end pros, you know, high-end fashion photographers, high-end wedding photographers, often they don't do their own editing. You know, they don't do their own photoshopping. Somebody, they get someone else to do them because they say, look, I'm a photographer. I go out there and produce these brilliant images. I don't want to be sat in front of a computer for 5 hours at night, you know, touching them up in Lightroom or Photoshop or Aperture. So if that's something you particularly enjoy, maybe look at doing something like that. Special effects photography, you know, in motion picture industry. Art photography, becoming an artist with photography as your tool to produce the images. Nude photography, abstract imaging, etc. Nature photography. Scientific photography, educational imaging, you know, taking pictures through microscopes of bugs and insects and diseases and all this sort of stuff. Becoming a technician or assistant to an existing photographer. Thinking about marine and underwater photography, You know, again, you would have to think about how perhaps you could monetize that. Yeah, no, but there are specialist film companies who do this sort of thing. Aerial photography, medical photography, travel photography is a big one. You know, going around taking pictures of hotels and scenes. And a lot of it, you might think, oh, it's all glamorous, but lots of it can turn out to be quite mundane. Food photography for magazines. Archiving photography, taking pictures of things for long-term storage. Sports photography, go and work in for Sports Illustrated or the local paper. You could become a walk-on respondent or photographer. You become a stock photographer. You know, take lots and lots of images and put them into Getty or big stock images, people like that. And then you can earn a living off that. Maybe become like a landscape, you know, taking beautiful images to sell in books or in calendars or prints, or a conceptual artist taking pictures. You could teach about photography, become a lecturer. You could work in a photography shop. I did that, didn't I, for a while? Selling cameras, selling photography equipment. You could sell stuff on eBay to do with photography. You could work in a photo lab. You could make money repairing cameras, couldn't you? You could print images as well, work for a printer. You could write about or podcast about photography. Maybe even you could invent cameras and new techniques as well. You know, there really is. When you start trying to think about all the different things that maybe that you could do related to photography, there are literally hundreds. And so as you can see, I've really only scratched the surface of the potential things that you could do with photography, this little podcast. I've really got to thank brighthub.com with their article on types of photography careers that really helped me come up with, well, inspired me with lots of the content for that particular part of the podcast. I'll do a link to it in the show notes, but there really is lots of different ideas with links to other articles about those particular careers themselves as well. So thanks to brighthub.com. That really is a fantastic little site. Okay, well, that's about it from me for this week. Thanks to everybody who's been putting their Flickr photos into the Flickr photo group and putting, especially into the assignment over there. Things are going very swimmingly indeed. Thanks everybody for listening to the podcast. Thanks to Everyday Jones who do the intro and outro music. But most of all, thanks to you for downloading the podcast. And hopefully, pretty soon, I'll see you on Flickr.